This book will take the listener on a roller coaster ride of emotions, special events, and so much more. My background will cover everything from the accidental death of a close friend, a failed suicide attempt, an encounter with a pedophile, to a Hall of Fame career, and exiting with a 10X success story. The people you meet along life's journey may surprise you, some in ways you'd never expect, others in ways that may break you. Unfortunately, I had to learn early on, the hard way, that you don't always have free will when it comes to family members. The turbulent backdrop of the 1960s and 70s shaped much of my early experience, an era of social change, civil unrest, and for me, personal chaos. Fortunately, over 56 years of life, I found God along the way and my rock. My story began more than half a century ago in a small Midwestern town nestled in the heart of the United States. I was the youngest boy of four children, two older brothers, and a baby sister. The year was 1969, a time when the country was witnessing seismic shifts. America was in the midst of a civil rights movement. The Vietnam War was escalating, and the world seemed divided. My two older brothers and I were only a couple of years apart in age, and like many families at the time, we were shaped by the pervasive anxiety that loomed over the Vietnam War. Our known-to-me father was in the military, serving in Vietnam, while my mother stayed at home, holding the household together and trying to raise two young children while pregnant with me amidst a societal turmoil. Unfortunately, though, the war and the pressures it brought upon our family played a significant role in fracturing my parents' marriage. My mother, after a difficult and tumultuous relationship with my known-to-me father, remarried. Enter Larry, as I'll call him. Just saying his name now brings back a rush of emotional wounds, triggering deep-seated anxiety that I've never fully been able to shake off. At the time, therapy wasn't something our family could afford, especially in a small town where emotional health was seldom discussed. The 1960s were marked by a growing cultural awareness, but mental health was still largely stigmatized and ignored. That didn't change after the war. It actually got worse for another decade or so. Larry was a blue-collar type guy, and like many in that era, his life revolved around working hard and drinking often. In fact, he was often more familiar with the bottom of a bottle than with the care of his family. Unfortunately, when he drank, he became verbally abusive and, at times, physically violent. The cruelty that came from his drunken outbursts became a painful and constant presence in my life. It's hard to remember every incident because it all blurred together in a haze of fear and confusion. Belts, branches, rubber racetracks, anything he could get his hands on became a weapon. As time went on, I learned that survival meant enduring what seemed impossible. For me, survival became an art form. Throughout this book, we'll dive into the specifics of those dark times, the moments of terror, confusion, and hurt, and how I eventually found my way out. But the most important thing I learned is that while I was forced to face those demons, I didn't have to face them alone. Sure, I survived and ultimately thrived by surrounding myself with the right people. It all began with my grandfather, a World War II veteran who was present at Pearl Harbor that day the Japanese planes attacked. He was my constant inspiration and the person I admired above all others. The events of World War II and his subsequent struggles shaped who he became, but he never lost his moral compass. He was a man of integrity and resilience, and in him, I found the strength to face my own challenges. His life, marked by sacrifice and bravery, was a stark contrast to the chaos that I endured.